Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
Kia ora te iwi, Tobias Tahi here. You are listening to the replay edition of the True Speaker Show from 6624. With music from Stan Walker, Trevor Hall, Tupac, Tool, Pennywise, Macklemore, Morse Gang, Shane Walker, and more. You can listen to a replay live stream edition of today's show tonight from 10 p.m. and on Saturday from 2 p.m. But due to the copyright restrictions, we are unable to have full shows up on permanent replay, so be sure to catch them on the live stream. The True Speaker Show live streams Monday, Thursday, 1 p.m. with a replay edition of the show airing at 10 p.m. on that same day. Check out the website www.realitycheck.radio/truth-speaker for more information.
You're listening to The True Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox@realitycheck.radio.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want.
I want to be free. Free. Don't want to be judged. I want to be me.
I don't care if I offend you.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need
The truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is the Truth Speaker Show. My name is Tobias Tahi and I am running straight into things today. Just call me Jonah Lomu on the wing with this one. I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm tired of grown adults divided by absolute pathetic crap when there are children growing up into a world that we are spending all of our time bickering and arguing over instead of fixing and changing so they don't have to. Do none of you look at the children of this nation, of the world, and think, damn, maybe we should stop arguing over left and right politics and find common ground? Maybe we should stop arguing over race and find common ground? Maybe we should stop arguing over perspectives and ideals and find common ground? Maybe we should stop continuously trying to prove one another wrong or grasp at straws when one side does something wrong and we focus on that in order to try to discredit them to get a little bit of a win when none of that makes any difference to the world our tamariki are growing up in. I'm in complete bridge burning mode in my life. Anyone who's stuck in that pathetic political divide and conquer drama, any grown adult who thinks ideological civil war is what saves our tamariki's future, anyone who spends more time telling others what to do, telling them, rather than doing it, being it, and embodying change, I've got some dynamite for those bridges and I've got zero issues with sparking, throwing, and blowing those bridges to pieces. The entire nation has found themselves in a political divide and conquer, and I'm starting to feel like I'm the only one who hasn't fallen for that trap. If you're still choosing a political side, if you stood against the last government, yet you're cheerleading this one, and still bickering and arguing with anyone who is on the apparent other side, and you automatically disagree with them based on politics, then you are part of the problem. The children of this nation don't care about your politics, but here we are, wasting precious time arguing, bickering, and being divided by left and right-wing politics. As some of you are aware, I attended the Te Pāti Māori Activation Hīkoi, the messages of abuse that I got, the messages of anger, the messages of assumptions, the messages of apparent truth and freedom people telling me, not asking me, but telling me what I should think and what their truth is. Therefore, I should be an echo chamber without even taking a second to try and know why I attend the things that I do. But the indoctrinated automatic division response has people thinking everything is sides, when in reality, everything and everyone is a puzzle piece that all exists on the same board. And if we don't take time to be around and learn from those we disagree with or once disagree with or don't understand, then we are going to be forever a bunch of drama-filled adults bickering and arguing while our children grow up in a messed up world. Haitautoko Māori doesn't mean I tautoko everything te Pāti Māori says and does. As soon as this nation stops being systematically divided, the sooner you will all see we are fighting for the same thing, or meant to be at least, which is a better place for our children and our children's children. The only way to change the world is to sit and hear people you don't agree with or don't understand, and for them to hear you. To learn from one another, to try and see why people feel so strongly about the things they do and how they came to be in the place in their life that they have. If you're not capable of hearing someone else, yet expect the world to hear you, then you're not living in any form of reality. If you have just tuned in, my name is Tobias Tahi. This is the Truth Speaker Show for RCR Reality Check Radio. And if anything I speak on today triggers your mind, triggers your perspective, or you feel like you need to reach out and say anything, 2057 is the text or email inbox at Reality Check Radio. I know that my perspective, my thoughts, my stance, my stand on things is a lot different to the other hosts, which I pride myself on. I'm not here to be an echo chamber. I'm not here to just agree with everyone because that is the format of what everyone else is saying and doing. I'm pro-Māori, I'm pro-Palestine, and I'm not ashamed to stand in my truth and inspire you to do the same thing, even if your truth is on the polar opposite side to mine. Standing in our truth and hearing and respecting other people's truths is how we change the world. Sitting around in echo chambers and being afraid to disagree with people is not going to change the world. So if anything I say sparks your mind or you wish to reach out, disagree, agree, I don't care what it is, I am thick-skinned. 2057 is the text, email inbox at realitycheck.radio. Everyone is so reactive. Everyone reacts before sitting in how they feel and reflecting what it is they feel and why they feel what they feel. Everyone is so quick to react accordingly because, let's be real, the powers that be know exactly how humans are going to respond when pressed a certain way and react to things in order for the establishment to get the desired results via reaction, allowing them to further manipulate our lives via divide and conquer, which always comes from humans reacting before observing ourselves and trying to find why we react and feel the way we do. For example, I've noticed that anything to do with Māori, Te Ao Māori or Māoridom as a whole, has people automatically responding in a pre-programmed, indoctrinated manner when reading, hearing or seeing anything to do with Māoridom. If someone stands proud in their Māori and proud of their culture, I've seen people literally tell them to stop being divisive simply for being Māori. It's an indoctrinated response which has been planted into the minds of this nation for decades now. The establishment know how people will respond these days due to the Julian Batchelor Hobson pledge type constant elite Māori, anti-Māori rhetoric and divisive narrative that they spew. Then due to those types, there is pushback from some Māori, which is also a pre-programmed response, further continuing the systematic race-based division loop. You see how it all plays into the hands of the establishment and the system? So that's why that line, a little less reaction, a little more reflection, is more than powerful. Before you react, reflect on yourself and try to figure out why you're feeling the way you feel when you see certain things in life. Powerful music here today on the Truth Speaker Show. My name is Tobias Tahi and this is RCR Reality Check Radio. And as you all know by now, I stand completely in my power, my truth, my knowledge, my wisdom and my heart with Palestine, with Palestine. I've had many people try and contact me to convince me otherwise, debate me on the issue, or get defensive over what is the insanity we call Netanyahu and his regime, and what they are doing to the beautiful people of Gaza and Palestine. But there is nothing you can say to change where I stand. However, I am happy to hear your information, hear your perspective, hear your wisdom, hear your knowledge on the subject. So if you do wish to share that with me, hit me with that text 2057 or that email inbox@realitycheck.radio. And that brings us to the end of another powerful, controversial, thought-provoking, and at times probably triggering Truth Speaker show. But we need to be triggered in life. We need to learn to hear things that get our passion pumping. Because if we stay safe within echo chambers, just wanting to hear what keeps us happy and comfortable, we will never grow, learn, evolve, change, and be better. Remember, 2057 is the text or email inbox at realitycheck.radio for all your complaints, all of your thoughts, and all of your song requests. Mauri ora te iwi. I'll see you back here on Monday.
You're now listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.